Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
Tell he's a good lover. First of all, you know how I complain about women aren't having orgasms? Every time he's with a woman, they're coming a lot. This man knows. He knows what the fuck he's doing. And he's got a big dick. I don't mind like double. I can do double vagina penetration. Is that the DVP? Yeah, DVP. Now that, maybe that, yes, I'm down for that. But not my asshole, no. I don't like big things in my asshole. I just like little things. One's fucking him and the other one is sitting on his face and they're both facing each other. He's just, one girl's just riding his cock. Like, and just like, I fantasized about that. Like that has been in my head. The perfect ending to my hot, sexy threesome is he comes inside me and then she sucks on my clit, licks it out, sucks on my clit and makes me come one more time. Welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla. Okay, this is going to be fun. Ooh, I can't wait to dive into this episode, but I have a few things. Okay, well, first of all, I hope everybody's just starting off their 2022. I hope it's great so far. I know we're only like a few days in, but I hope everyone's doing great. And just, I finally got all of my ornaments and got the tree down, got everything down from outside, which... Holy shit. I'm telling you, it did not seem like that much work setting that stuff up. Why is it so much harder taking everything down? It took forever. I'm outside sweating, by the way. It's so warm here. Oh my gosh. Let me just tell you, it was very strange when I was taking this stuff down. I almost felt like I was on vacation. I was somewhere that I wasn't supposed to be, or it's not my home. It's so unusual for me to be having this warm weather. I don't know what it was today. I got to say it was like mid 80s, definitely. I'm out there taking this stuff down in the, you know, getting a suntan and sweating while I'm taking down all my lights and my reindeer and everything out of the front yard. And it's just so strange. I mean, normally I'd be in California and it would be cold. We get the four seasons there. And it's so funny because everybody up here, you know, in the northern part of Florida says, oh yeah, we get the winter. Oh, just wait, it gets cold. No, I mean, I haven't had that yet. Like, when is it going to get cold? It gets cold for like 3 days and then boop, you know, it pops back up there. So I kind of got to get used to this. It's strange. I'm not used to my sunny, warm, hot, sweaty Christmases, but yeah, maybe it's, you know, it's just what I got to get used to. And then, of course, Mr. Big noticed the fact that I, you know, as we're talking on, you know, we're doing a little FaceTime call, a little FaceTime jack-off call for him. He's like, oh, you know, he wants to see my tits so he can come. And he's noticing my tan lines. I'm like, okay, yes, because I'm out, you know, I'm out in my tank top and, you know, I'm getting these, what do you call that? It's a farmer tan, I guess. So... And he's like, oh, you're so tan. Anyway, that was kind of fun. All right, let me get into some big news. Big news. I am, oh my gosh. Let me calm myself. I need a fan. I am number 5 right now. Number 5 in Apple Podcasts for sexuality. What the hell? What the fuck? Seriously? Like, shut the front door. How did this happen? I have been, you guys know, because I've been letting you know, like I have been busting ass, growing this thing for 6 years. And I remember when I first hit the top 50, I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I'm on the radar. Holy shit. I looked on there. I don't check all the time. I just, from time to time, you get an email from, you get an email from them and they just let you know how you're ranking. And sometimes I'm like, do I really want to look if I slide back, you know, it I think that they give you I think it comes every week or something. So sometimes based on your numbers of the episode or whatever, it moves around. But I've been consistently moving up, even though maybe like within a bracket of 10. So it was like, okay, you're in the first, it was a top 50, then 40s, and then I was hanging around in the 30s, and you know, and then I bumped up to the 20s, and you guys have heard me talk about this, right? Because I just get so excited, and then now it's like I'm in the 10s, you know, I'm in the top 10, and then I didn't even expect to be number 5. I'm like, oh, holy shit balls! I can't even believe it. Like, no way. Anyway. I just thank you guys. That's like the best Christmas present ever. I love you so much. Thank you. I love your earbuds, your earlobes, everything on your face and your head that you listen to me with. Oh my gosh, you guys make my day. Thank you so, so much. This is just super exciting to be having all my hard work paying off. And it's just very fun. This podcast isn't really profitable per se. So I have to cling to the little things. And I do. I love the fact that people listen and that they like it or they're downloading it. Maybe they don't listen to it. I don't know. But I think based on the feedback I get, you guys are listening. So anyway, but hey, speaking of feedback, I did get a very fun listener question. Actually, it's just a follow-up from a listener. I'll call him D. He just says, hey, Layla, haven't forgotten about our discussion. Just wanted to share a success story. I'm a step closer to my snowball fantasy. Alcohol helps, LOL. Last night, my wife let me eat my cream pie out of her pussy. It was so hot. I have a new starting point. Anyway, hope all is well. Merry Christmas. Hope you have a naughty, filthy holiday season. Well, D, I'm so happy for you. And this is perfect timing that you're talking about cream pies because we're going to get into some cream pie stuff. We're going to get into it. Although my cream pie is a little different scenario, but yes, that's coming because I'm doing my porn breakdown here. I've got Eric Everhard. He's going to be on this coming Saturday's episode. He's a porn star. He reached out to me. I'm on a few sites that help you match up with podcasts, you know, where people come if they want to be on your podcast or find podcasters, or and then you guys can collaborate and things like that. And that's where I get a lot of these guests from. And then other times I just reach out directly to people, or they reach out to me. But this was really fun when Eric first reached out to me. He sent me this very nice, thoughtful, well put together email. And I literally just hit the respond button. I'm like, Eric, look, you had me at porn star. Like, yes, because I've been wanting to have a male porn star on my show. So of course I have to, I don't know. I like porn, but I wouldn't say like I'm a porn aficionado, right? So I'm like, well, I gotta see what was this guy all about. And you know, in the email, he's talking about all of his, you know, links to his site. And then when you go and you can look and just all of his accolades and how much he's done. And I'm like, oh, so okay, great. This guy is like, yeah, he's been around, he's done a lot. Well, did I go to YouPorn? I think I went to YouPorn. I don't know if I did YouPorn or Pornhub. Either way, there was like 21 pages of his videos. Like, I mean, you know, and on each page there's probably like 10. I mean, so he has no shortage of videos. Well, I thought, I've never done a porn review. So I'm going to kind of match this up. I'm going to do a porn review along with kind of getting to know my guest a little bit better. And wow. Okay. First of all, like, I think this guy's my new favorite porn star. I didn't have a favorite porn star before him, but he now officially gets that title because after talking to him and recording with him, and then I did this in reverse order. This episode is recorded after I recorded with him. Sometimes that's just how it goes. They're out of line, you know, you plug them in. But he gave me, after talking to him, like, I should do a porn review, just a general porn review because it's something I've never done. And I was horny and why not? It's like I killed 3 birds with 1 stone. I could do a little research on Eric. I could masturbate and get myself all, you know, ready to have some fun. And then I could also produce an episode. So here we go. It's a perfect little trifecta. And this is some hot shit. I'm telling you, you know how I've complained so much? I've done episodes complaining about the fact, like, why, when you want to masturbate, can you not find the right porn? And you go in there and you're looking and then you start watching. You're like, no, that's not right. You got everything laid out. I've got my lube. I've got my Hitachi, a vibrator or a butt plug, whatever I'm, you know, whatever I'm in the mood for. It's all laid out. I'm prepped. I'm ready. And I'm just trying to find the right porn. And it almost hinders what I'm trying to accomplish and practically kills the mood. However, I was not disappointed. Eric did not disappoint. And it was fun. I'm glad I got to talk to him first. We recorded our first episode because the stuff that he was saying and the stuff that I was picking up on before I interviewed him when I was doing just research on his social media and things like that, he's the real deal. Like, I'm not kidding you. Like, I think he definitely goes when he's doing this, while he admits, you know, like they're putting on a fantasy for the watchers, you know, I mean, this is work, they're creating a fantasy. But I can tell that he's also, while he's there, he's not going to show up and have bad sex. And I can tell he's a good lover. First of all, you know, I complain about women aren't having orgasms. Every time he's with a woman, they're coming a lot. He's touching them. They're touching themselves. There is a lot of orgasms going on for the woman. I fucking loved it. He's always touching her, like looking at her. I can tell. I'm like, it's the first time I noticed a male porn star, like really into the woman he was fucking and recording with. Oh my gosh, it was so hot. Okay, so let me just give you some of the ones I watched. Okay, it's the title is Slender Asian Aza Akira Gets a Mouthful of Cum. Well, here's the other thing. Okay, he's eating, in this particular one, he's eating a lot of pussy, which I love. Why don't we see more of this pussy eating? Okay, he's eating a lot of pussy. It's hot, you can tell. And he's using his fingers. He's hitting the G-spot. I'm like, yep, she's really coming. She's really fucking having an orgasm right there. Like, there it is. Not one, but multiple. The way he's touching her. Oh my God. And she's like, he's touching her clit a lot, you know, when he's fucking her. Like, a lot of times I'm just seeing like guys just boom, boom, boom. They're pounding away. They're not, you know, they're grabbing her hips or whatever. They are not reaching around trying to find her clit, touch her clit at all. And I watched a bunch of Eric's stuff and I'm telling you, he is, every time he eats a girl out and he's touching her clit, and when he's eating her out, he's putting his fingers in there, rubbing her G-spot. Like, this man knows. He knows what the fuck he's doing. And he's got a big dick. He's got a big dick. Eric Everhard. He's got that nice girth. It's not like long. I don't know how long it is. I mean, it looks plenty long, but it's the girth. You can tell he's got the girth. And he's using it the right way. I can tell he's got a good stroke game. I watched this. Now, I was very turned on. I mean, I masturbated. I'll get to that. I masturbated. Yeah, definitely. A couple times. I mean, I couldn't. I was like, okay, I'm trying to do, like I said, I'm killing three birds with one stone here. But anyway, so in the end of this Slender Asian porno, she does get a big mouthful of cum. Okay, this next one, Laia Silver and Martina Smeraldi are rough fucked by their photographer. Okay, so I watched this one again. He's totally touching their clits. He's making them cum. Now this is, yeah, because I was like, okay, I want to see some threesome action. Because I've got threesomes on the brain. I've totally got threesomes on the brain. And he's making them come. And I mean, like, there's two girls. And actually, I think in this one, the photographer won. I think, if I'm remembering correctly. Now, mind you, I'm trying to watch this, masturbate, all this stuff, fun stuff, and multitask and take notes. I mean, it was hard. I'm trying to be cerebral, pay attention, but also get lost in my own, like, pleasure. I maximize my time, people. How do you think I get so much done? How do you think I made it up to number 5? Okay. Anyway. All right. This next one, let me see. What was this one? Jada Stevens gets DP'd hard and fast. Okay. I want a DP. This is good. I'm seeing this stuff and it's like, it's really helping me get refocused. Like, yes, I've done my bucket list, but I might have to add some things or refresh some things here. I want a DP. Like, I need to feel that. And they, in this video, guys, they even do the double anal penetration. That I don't think I want to do. I'm not going to say never, but I would say that's not for me. I don't believe that's for me. That's my politically correct way of saying never. I don't mind like double, I can do double vagina penetration. Is that the DVP? Yeah, DVP. Now that maybe that, yes, I'm down for that, but not my asshole. No, I don't like big things in my asshole. I just like little things. Can I quote myself on that one? Yeah, it's just little butt plugs, little vibrators, whatever. I mean, nothing. Although, wait a minute, hold on. You know, if a guy has a big dick and he tries to fuck you in your ass, then it is a big thing. But I don't want two big things in my ass. Okay, so this was a double anal penetration. Two dicks. No, not for me. Again, not seeing it. But the other thing, again, so I see. No, this was interesting. I will say this was the only, I have a small critique on this video here. I don't know that his co-star was that great, the girl. And maybe it's not a fair assessment, but so she's touching herself. Like she's touching herself, but you know, you watch, like you'll watch, you know how you watch these, some of these videos and like the woman, she kind of just sort of like, she'll just reach down and touch herself like two little swirls, like one, two, three, two little circles, boom, boom, boom. Oh, okay. Now, that's not believable. And the orgasm, I didn't see anything like contracting and flexing. And I get just tell you, I know what, you know what a body looks like or the female body looks like when she's having an orgasm. And this wasn't it. I gotta say, no, I felt like she was not actually, I felt like she was just full on acting it. Like I felt like Eric, when I watch him, he's getting into it. He's paying attention to the woman. I mean, he's paying attention to the female and he's keeping his dick hard the whole time. And sometimes he's on the bottom guy. So like when he did some of these double penetration scenes, not the anal. Well, actually, both the anal and the vaginal. He was laying down, right? So that's the hard spot to be in. I'm watching and I'm like, he's not like the guy that gets to be on top and pump and pump and pump and pump, right? That guy's setting the rhythm. He's getting all of the friction, all of the strokes in and out and all that. And he's just on the bottom sitting there and he's got to stay hard. That is, I'm like, this guy's an athlete. Like, I mean, he's a true sexual athlete. That's hard work. I'm going to tell him that because we're going to do some follow-up podcasts. I cannot wait. I mean, I'm building this list as I've watched this stuff. And after the first time I talked to him, I've got so many more questions. Like I cannot wait, which reminds me guys, if you have any questions you want me to ask him, send them to me. I will ask him. This is a porn star who's gotten tons and tons of awards. I see that like all the videos he's doing, I know these, like you've seen these women, like a couple of them one of them's one of my favorites. I can't think of her name because I don't know their names. I know her by sight, something Chechik or something. Anyway, I don't know. And why is she my favorite? Probably, I don't know. Oh, the squirting, I think. Anyway, but I would love to ask him. I don't know if he'd be that truthful. Like, I'd love to ask him about the girls. Well, I'm going to ask him about that stuff. Like, I want to get into the nitty gritty. I want to know. But anyway, so this actress, this Jada Stevens, at the Jada Stevens gets DP'd hard and fast on that video, I just felt like she was really acting. Maybe she was having a bad day, but it didn't seem like she wasn't connecting with Eric. So I didn't find it very sexy. But again, like I said, I didn't think she was really coming. I thought she was faking it. And the one thing, my takeaway on this one though, was again, if you like double anal penetration, you will like this definitely. And the double, they did DP and then double anal. But man, I mean, that's hard, literally, to be on the bottom, to be the guy on the bottom. Okay, then let's see. I did, what was this? There was one titled Insane Squirting Threesome. Oh, yes. This was good. With anal and, with a gal named Bonnie Rotten and someone else. So there was two girls. And so as you can tell, like after I started watching a few of his videos, I really started to gravitate towards the girl on girl, you know, not girl on girl, but the threesomes with the girls. That all of a sudden caught my interest and I was really wanting to just watch it. You know what? Again, what else? Another thing I noticed about his videos were it seemed like the girls were, they weren't just all about him. They were also, there was a lot of pleasing each other, which I like. and I'm going somewhere with this. I'm building up here to my crescendo, my absolute favorite one. This one inspired me. Like, I'm going to go back and watch this one. This is going to be my go-to. There's one coming up. Not the one I'm talking about right now. But hold on, it's coming. Okay. Insane squirting threesome. Okay. It had anal and it had Bonnie Rotten. Now, Eric does a lot of anal. There was a takeaway with that. I'm going to have to ask him about that. He does a lot of anal. And I guess that's kind of his thing. I don't know that I'd want to be ass fucked by him because he's very girthy. And I've been with guys that are definitely big. It's hard to tell if they're as girthy as him. I can't tell. I don't know. I think he said 7 inches around. So I need to measure my big dildo. And because I have some smaller ones, I just have kind of like small ones like that you would really, I mean, they're on the small side for sure. And then I have ones that are, I just have the one, that big one with the suction cup that I just decided was out, you know, went dildo shopping. I'm like, oh, I'm going to, you know what? I want to buy a big one. And that's why I put having a big one. I want a real live big one. Yes, I do. Yes. That's why it's on my bucket list. You guys didn't listen to my bucket list episode. Go back, listen to it. So I want a big, big fatty. A big girthy one. Just a meaty old dick. I want to see what that feels like. I mean, it's different when you're using a dildo versus a real dick, obviously. So I want to experience that in the flesh. Okay. So this one with the squirting and the Bonnie Rotten girl and the other girl. I don't know who the other girl was, but that was a good one. And this one kind of primed the pump a little bit. I was like, oh yes. Yeah, I like this. It started taking me someplace. It really started getting me turned on. And I was like, okay, this made me more and more determined. When I said I wanted to be part of a throuple, I really do. I want to find a couple I can get really comfortable with and just really, and get very comfortable with the woman. Like really get down, like do some of this dirty, nasty stuff I saw on the next one. Now I'm going to talk about that. This is my new, like, I watched this video. It was called BGG, Danny Daniels, Skin Diamond, and Eric Everhart. Okay. That's the title. And this was so fucking hot. The things the girls were doing and the things that he was doing to the girls and the way everybody was interacting, it was like, get out of my brain. They ripped out like all the stuff I've thought about, like the hot, sexy threesome stuff was everything they were doing. Like right there. I'm like, oh, this is my dream come true. Like this is actually like when I fantasize about being with a guy and a woman, having a woman there. Now this was, I will say, I want to give the caveat. This has been more my fantasy when I was the primary with my partner. I was with the guy. And she was she was the add-on. But the way everything in this thing went down, like Eric is fucking one of the girls and she's down eating the girl's pussy and she's on her back. The girl's on her back, right? The third girl, the other girl. And then he bends down over on top of the girl he's fucking from behind and they're both eating her pussy. I mean, like, oh my God. Yes, like that is so what I want. I mean, just all the stuff that they did and the way they interacted. Oh my God. And then one's fucking him and the other one is sitting on his face and they're both facing each other. And he's just, one girl's just riding his cock. Like, and it just like, I fantasized about that. Like that has been in my head. Again, for me in this scenario, I want the connection with the guy because there's something to me hot about having that woman, that extra woman there and where I sort of get to orchestrate some things and I can tell him, like, even if she's going to, you know, go down on me and eat my pussy and I'm on my back and then they both bend down and they're eating my pussy together. But I'm telling him, get behind her and fuck her. I want to see you fuck her pussy, you know? And like, oh, and then I get to watch while they're both eating meat out. Oh, oh my God. Ah! So hot. So freaking hot. And yes. And there's nothing, it's weird because normally, I mean, you'd think, okay, if you like a guy, that might throw you off a little bit. But to me, that's just so hot and sexy. And the one that I kind of get to be the one that's the most in control of that whole scenario. Yes. I love it. I love it. I love it. So I guess I'll just probably, but you know, I don't know. I'm like, since I don't have like a primary that's here with me, I might have to just, again, if I can find, that's what I'm thinking, if I can find a couple and maybe she's a little bit more submissive and I can still sort of be a little bit in control of that scenario. I can get close to what I had originally envisioned in my mind. But guys, if you want to know, like literally, if you want to know what in the past when I've talked about, you know, having a threesome and then having a girl that was a little more submissive, what I have, the things I've imagined, this video comes, it's like 95, 90% hitting it on the head, like right there, boom. It turned me on so much. I was like, whoa, I'm definitely like, I will bookmark that thing. I'm going to watch that. That's going to be my go-to. Like, I won't forget that one. I will go back and rewatch that. That was fucking hot. I mean, he's eating both their pussies. They're eating each other's pussies. And then also licking. See, like, I want to be riding a guy and have her, you know, like maybe reverse cowgirl and have her licking my clit, sucking on my clit while I'm doing that. Like that to me, again, is so freaking hot. Oh my gosh. Like I can't, I have to have it. I have to have somebody sucking my clit while a dick's inside me. That's just so hot. I need that. Anyway, as you can tell, I'm very fired up about this. This got me so turned on. I got my, you know, I had to, of course, masturbate, but I hadn't used my big dildo in a long time. I'm telling you something, that thing is hard to get in, even when you're that turned on. Like I had to finagle and sort of bend, you kind of contort your pelvis and your hips and you move and you bend and you, it's like just the first time you try to get it in, it's a little hard. It's a little painful, not going to lie, but oh my God. See, then I got it. Then once I kind of finally relaxed and got it all the way back in there. And then, you know, when I talk about how you can really feel everything being stretched and just tight everywhere. And then here's the kicker. When it's like that, and if I push it all the way back to my A spot, I mean, literally, I can't even stand it. Like if I'm trying to sort of tease myself, I have to stop because I'm going to come right then and there. It's that fucking good. It's that damn good. And I know being with other partners before when they're just hitting my A spot, it just kills me. It's so good. Like you can't even talk or speak or think. It feels so good. It just sends you to another place. Now, I think the one thing too that talking about the cream pie from the person that wrote in, see, that's the thing. That's the final, that right there. If I do a threesome like the one I watched and then I'm trying to think, did that happen? I can't remember because I watched so much of his stuff, but I can't remember if he came inside of her and then the other girl licked it out. That is for me, that's the perfect ending. The perfect ending to my hot, sexy threesome is he comes inside me and then she sucks on my clit, licks it out, sucks on my clit and makes me come one more time. Because usually right when he's coming, I get excited again. Like I can almost come like seconds after he does because I'm so turned on with the whole coming inside me. That whole cream pie thing just, oh, I love it. I love to be filled up. It gets me off like nobody's business. I mean, it's so hot. It's so erotic. I love it. So unusually, like I'm still, after he comes, like it's like a second wind. I get a second wind after he comes. I'm ready to keep going usually. So I like to sneak one more in. Sometimes I can sneak one more in or just be obvious about it. But if there was a girl there and then she could go down on me and lick it out of me and make me come one more time. Oh, that is the cherry on my threesome sundae right there. Boom. Yes. Let me have it. Oh, all right. So that was my porn review, my first porn review. And I have to say, I was not disappointed. Normally, if I was to go and just surf around for porn, it would take me forever. I'd be like, you know, it's hit or miss. You'd find something, you wouldn't find something. But Eric, he is producing quality work all of this stuff was good. I've got to ask him about this. He must have a preference. Like there's something going on. I don't know. I mean, I guess because they kind of get a loose storyline and then they get to roll with it and you can kind of see what type of, well, definitely. I mean, I think I, at this point, I can tell what kind of a lover he is. I'm like, damn, he is good. He is a good one. So guys, if you want any pointers or you want like just to see what his game plan is, definitely watch his stuff. And he's with hot girls and they're beautiful. And so very good stuff. Like I said, the only thing it was that one co-star he had, and I watched probably 20, no joke. Seriously, I sat down, I was like, I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to watch all this stuff. And I didn't realize he had so much. I'm like, well, I didn't watch every single one. That's not what I'm saying. But I just went through and like, oh, this looks interesting. And then I started to get a sense for his style, how he performs. Then I was like, oh, now I want to see him with two women. Okay, now I want to see him doing a DP. Now I want to, you know. So I just ended up getting really hooked and drawn in on his threesomes because he's always regardless of whether it was a threesome or not, he's always eating pussy. Always eating pussy. I can tell he loves to eat pussy. So I want to ask him about that next time. Anyway, there you go, guys. There's my porn review. I hope that if you have any questions you want me to ask him because he's going to be on again, send them to me. And don't wait. Send them now because I don't know when we're going to do our recording for our next episode together. So could be quick, could be a couple weeks, but don't wait. Just send your questions in. If there's anything you want to know from a porn star, a male porn star who's been in the industry a long time and had sex with a lot of women. Basically, he said more than 5,000. So I definitely consider him an expert, but if there's anything you want to know or ask, let it rip. You can send me an email. Go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com. Click on the pink tab on the right-hand side and send me a voicemail. Or just shoot me an email, curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com. All right, guys. Well, oh, I just love you even more now that I'm number 5. Thank you so much. You guys are the best. Now, that jumps around. It vacillates from time to time. I might go down to 15 or 10 or whatever. But just like it's always moving up. It's moving in the right direction. I'm so excited. I know I said a couple episodes ago, like I'm gunning for the top 3. Mm-hmm. Here I come. Get ready. I'm coming for them. All right, guys. Love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.